Get Up. That's right. Woo! With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Special guests from our Cowboys, Kyle Feltz and Samari Martin, live in studio right now. Morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a home game this week, which I'm really excited about because my boyfriend's visiting. So what better way to show him Townsville than to take him to a Cowboys game, right?
Oh, no, I think so.
Well, he goes to the Broncos, so I'm trying to convert him.
Oh, good on him.
Hey, where did you guys spend Origin night? Just gone. Wednesday.
I went to the Wild Goose. Me and my partner, we had a little function we had went to. So nice. I went there, spent the first half there and went home, watched the second half.
Yeah. Nice.
What did you do tomorrow?
I went to Antonio's house, Winterstein.
Ah.
I'm not too flash with the cooking, so he cooked me up a feast.
Oh, him and Brooke would do a great job.
Yeah, she's good at cooking too. So.
Who do you support?
Yourself.
Woo! You're well outnumbered this morning, aren't you, Felty?
Yeah.
Three New South Wales members in the brekkie team here in Queensland. It's just weird.
103.1.
Weird.
Now, you guys, of course, you have just come back from Darwin. You've spent, pretty much a week in Darwin. Did either of you get the chance to hop in the croc cage and go swimming with the crocs at the...
Negative.
..the park up there? Nah.
Did you want to?
Kyle?
No, I'm not overly a fan of crocodiles or anything big.
And bitey.
Yeah, some sharp teeth, yeah.
You're gonna hate this next game. Because you've come back from
croc territory.
Pull that
territory.
Off the tape. Wow.
Where's the dump button?
Come back from croc territory.
This game is off to a very good start.
It's called Crocodile or Croc, okay? So I'm going to give you guys some facts. You can play too if you want, Gabs.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some facts, right? They're either about a crocodile, stop laughing, or it's a croc of, crap that I've just made up. So you've just got to tell me if the fact is a crocodile or if it's just a croc. I've just made it up. All right? Are we following?
We are.
Following.
Is it even worth
now that
the
you've
game
explained
now?
It? I'm
stuff up?
Once you've explained it, I'm now okay to play.
Okay, cool.
I was worried.
Okay, fact number one.
All right.
The temperature of a crocodile's nest determines the sex of their offspring.
True.
Crocodile.
So both you guys... Oh, okay, so Tamara, you reckon it's a
true.
Crocodile?
Yeah.
You reckon it's a lie?
Yeah.
You reckon it's a croc?
I reckon it's a crocodile.
It's a crocodile.
Yes! It's the same for turtles too, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The lower the temperature, if it's a colder temperature, it produces females.
Oh.
If it's a warm temperature, it produces blokes.
There you go.
All right, so you're a point down, Felty. Fact number two, crocodile or croc? Salties have a valve at the bottom of their mouth that seals it off from their throat, enabling them to open their mouths underwater. Crocodile or croc?
Crocodile.
Croc.
Okay. Tamara?
I don't know. How do you randomly come up?
Do you reckon it's true or false?
Yeah, true.
You reckon true?
False.
False. Do you even know how the game works? It's true.
It does sound too smart for you to make up, doesn't it?
Felty, you're back on the board. Okay, tiebreaker. Crocodiles prefer the taste of birds over fish and other animals because birds taste more like chicken.
That's croc, definitely croc. A croc.
It's a croc. I made it.
I don't care what I eat.
Well, that was crocodile or croc. Definitely not what I called the game at the start there.
Yeah.
But we might shelve that one. That one needs a bit of work.
Yeah, I think we might shelve that out.
Teething problems.
We could try the other one.
Well, what you guys do in your spare time is up to you, all right? But our Cowboys, they take on the Warriors. It's a Friday night game,
Friday afternoon.
Friday arvo, an early one at 1300 Smiles Stadium. Get your tickets now at cowboys.com.au. Tamari Martin and Kyle Feltz. Thank you so much, boys.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Hit 103.1. Your hits and old school and death metal radio station.
Yeah, when did that happen?
This morning. Well, it happened because I was watching The Project last night.
Right.
And, Lisa Wilkinson, she's left the Today Show. She's doing all the big stories or whatever on The Project now on Sunday nights. And last night, they brought us a story about people who listen to death metal music.
All the big stories.
All the big stories. This is what Lise had to say last night on the project. Have a listen.
And death metal may sound like nothing more than loud screaming to some, but for true fans, the words make sense. Researchers have found death metal lovers decode the lyrics in the same way our ear becomes accustomed, for example, to a Scottish accent.
So the researchers have found that the more you listen to death metal music, the more capable you are of understanding what is being screamed at you.
I didn't think there were words. I thought it was literally just screaming. Yeah.
There are lyrics. Now,
and do you know what? When I listen to it, all I can think is, I feel sorry for their vocal cords.
Oh, my God.
Because they are ripping those throats up.
It's like Barnsley.
Ow.
Flog them, don't they? What I've done, though, is I've put together, like, a bit of a game. I want to see how good you are at understanding death metal music. So what
you
I've done is...
You always pick games that I'm going to fail at.
don't jump to conclusions. You might nail it. You never know. What I've done is I've picked three songs, three popular songs, like well-known songs, three songs that you will know.
Okay.
But they're all covered in the style of death metal.
Oh.
So I'm going to play them now. It's your job to try and identify the well-known song.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
This is death metal song cover number one.
That's like a real old school pop song, like an Aaron Carter or something, isn't it?
No. That's Justin Bieber's Baby.
Yeah. Old school pop song.
He was singing, You Know You Want Me.
I know, I got the lyrics. I couldn't think of the name.
Okay,
if he did the chorus, I would have gotten it.
Number two, all right? And I'm going to give you a hint. This is another, this is not Justin Bieber, but it's another Justin, okay?
So it's Timberlake. Crimey River.
Yeah, girl. Woo!
I got it right at the end.
So you missed one. You got one right.
Okay.
So this is it. This is the decider. Tiebreaker. This is the decider. What is this well-known song?
Okay.
And I'll give you another hint. This is from a musical. I know you love musicals. You're a musical girl.
All right.
This is a song from a musical done death metal style.
What?
No idea.
What was that?
It's this song.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite...
Yeah? You hear
that
it now?
That is ridiculous. Wow.
And a lot darker than how
a little bit.
Mary sung it, hey.
Like, yeah, it's a real uplifting song until you turn it into death metal.
Well, there you have it, Townsville. Gabby not coming to Triple J late nights anytime soon.
Oh, we already knew that. I'm not cool enough for that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
This guy eliminated from The Voice last night. Don't stop.
A bit teary last night because I was really hoping he'd get to the grand final, which is next weekend. And five people got eliminated last night, so you know the odds weren't in anyone's favour. If you think about it, it was more than half a gone.
It was ruthless as last night. A few minutes ago, like literally just before the 7 o'clock news, we got a chat to Trent, who was in pretty good spirits, I think.
Good morning to you guys.
How are you feeling this morning?
Look, I'm rejuvenated. I'm fresh. I'm feeling good.
Oh, that's good. Because you got all the way through to the semis, which is a huge accomplishment. So congratulations on that. You got to work with Delta and Niall Horan and everyone else that was on the judging panel. So you would have gotten a lot out of The Voice.
Look, I can't complain, that's for sure. You know, Joe Jonas says hi every day. You know, Kelly Rowland is walking past. Delta's such an amazing coach and person in herself, and I was just privileged to be a part of it, you know, another tick in my book, a chapter in my page, you know. It's good.
That's such a good positive outlook you have, Trent. I wouldn't expect anything less from a dude like you. Was there a high point? Like, was there a, like, what was the most pinch yourself moment? Oh my God, this is actually happening.
Look, tell you the truth, I love performing. And my first blind audition, Always by Bon Jovi, it was just an amazing moment in my life. I got to sing it in front of the nation and in front of the chairs, and I got the turn, which was the bonus part. But other than that, it was meeting Noel Horan for the second time, you know. It was he's actually a really good fella, and he's been in the industry in the highest you could possibly go, I guess. So it's a bit of a, yeah, an amazing feeling still. Yeah.
So cool. Now, you did do Don't Stop Believing last night. Now, I did have a question for you in regards to your song choices, because I know Deltra did the song choices for you, but I feel like she was picking the same kind of song for you week after week. Like, it was the old classic ballad, like rock ballad from back in the day, and you sound amazing doing it, but do you wish you could have branched out a little bit more and shown your versatility?
Look, to be honest, I understand completely, and yeah, I agree. But the thing is, it's scary because we all had our own niche. Yeah. You know, they were trying to find that and separate us from each individual artist. I definitely loved the songs, but there were definitely songs I wanted to do. But, you know, it's hard because, you know, I don't want to be compared to anyone else on that stage. And tell you the truth, I had the most amazing time singing Journey. Yeah. I especially Gone Farnham, Dale Braithwaite, Can't Complain. But yeah, you know, throw a little bit of another modern song in there, and that would have just been perfection. But in the end, I loved every second of it, and I can't say Delta's helped me, because she has very much helped me to make live shows and get the public to actually vote me in until now.
What's next for you, Trent? What can we expect on the Trent Bell horizon?
Well, like I said, this is only a part of my journey, and this has gotten me, you know, Australia's gotten to see me once again on the biggest stage and platform, and there's only going to be more music, and hoping for a label, hoping for management. I'm hoping for not independent artists anymore. I'm going hard, going big, going strong. And yeah, just more music.
Well, we're hoping
on a bigger scale.
We're definitely hoping for all those things for you as well, because we know how fantastic you are. We love that you're a local boy, and we've been behind you from the start. And when you get back to Townsville, we'd love to get you in the studio and have a chat too.
Oh, we're going to do that. Most definitely, we're going to do that.
Come along.
Right.
Bring scones. It'll be great.
Okay.
We'll make a morning of it.
There's nothing rockier than scones that we could request.
Hey, there's nothing on rock and roll about scones and cream and jam. Thank you very much.
I can see Bon Jovi all sitting around having scones for morning tea.
It's happening. Our boy, we absolutely love this guy. And like you say, we've supported him from the beginning and we'll keep doing it. Trent Bell, love your work. Catch up soon, brother.
Thank you very much, guys.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Hit the Hill is more than just a walk up Castle Hill.
I lost my older sister 19 years ago, and my brother 5 years ago, should I? But I can't let
go. You never really get over it. You sort of learn to live with it.
It's reasons like that that we hit the hill.
My body aches and it hurts so much, but it's nothing compared to what someone who is struggling mentally could be going through.
We're taking over a Townsville icon with Hit the Hill.
Events like this can only break the stigma that's associated with mental illness and with suicide.
Walk Castle Hill for 24 hours, all for Mates for Mates.
I suffer from major depression, and depression affects a good percentage of the people that belong to Mates for Mates.
Hit the Hill on the weekend of the 11th and 12th of August. Let's walk all over mental health and suicide. Sort out your team now and go to hit.com.au to register. You can make a difference.
Try and remember those that have taken their lives.
Hit the Hill with Hit 103.1.
Yeah, we can announce that registration's now officially open at hit.com.au for Hit the Hill, Hit the Hill 2018. Some pretty crazy audio there, huh?
Oh, that was touching and upsetting and everything that Hit the Hill stands for. You know, it's all about raising that awareness and helping to get people help if they do have mental illness, but preventing suicide as well, because the people that hurt, they're left behind. It's really tough.
You meet a lot of them at Hit the Hill. And the charity that's going to benefit from Hit the Hill 2018, I'm so glad we got these guys on board. A local charity, Mates for Mates. So to tell us more about what we're actually raising funds for at Hit the Hill 2018, we've got Nicholas Pratt here. He's from Mates for Mates. Morning, Nicholas.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Well, it's so awesome that you're partnering with us this year, but we do want to know, just for anyone out there who's not aware, what is Mates for Mates and what do you do?
So Mates for Mates is predominantly for current and ex-serving veterans who have been wounded, injured or ill as a result of their service. So we provide a range of services to not only them but their families as well. So we operate a family recovery centre here in Townsville.
Yeah.
Such an important cause.
I've always thought it should pretty much be a basic right. For anyone that hurts themselves, be it mentally or physically, like defending our nation.
Yeah.
Pretty much should just happen. Their well-being should pretty much just be a number one priority.
Totally.
Not exactly the case, is it? So charities like yours are needed and very important.
Yeah, absolutely. We're out there acting independently with the supporting of the RSL, obviously. But, yeah, we're out there just doing the best work we can when we receive donations and things like that, yeah.
So the donations do go to you guys with registrations for Hit the Hill. So when you guys do receive that money, where and how do you distribute that?
So basically it will come into our centre and it'll be used to fund all of our programs that we run.
Fantastic. Yeah. You guys are still in Ann Street in Aikenvale?
Yeah, we certainly are. 40 Ann Street, just behind the old post office now. We sort of kicked the post office out. We've got an aircon gym now. So,
You
need an aircon gym, yeah.
And yeah, you do.
It's such a great setup. I've been there a couple of times. There's the basketball court and the gym. Yeah, the gym just used to be in the shed, didn't it?
That's right. It used to be the old school Rocky style working out in the shed.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
There is
in the middle of summer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess we're just so proud to have you guys on board as our number one charity this year. As always, supporting Livin' like we always have. Same with Headspace Townsville. The Bishop Michael Putney Fellowship. I think that's everyone, isn't it? So, great charities, but Mates for Mates, really the number one benefactor this year.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you've ever thought about doing it, we will sell out of spots. We do every year. So,
totally.
Head to the website, hit.com.au, and register. And if anyone's got a Mars bar, we can use it as a carrot or something to get Gabby to, you know, wave it in front of her to get her up the hill. Get in contact with us because we need to get you walking that hill.
I'm going to do it. I just haven't had time yet.
Better late than never.
I live at the bottom of it. That's not the point.
Nicholas Pratt from Mates for Mates, thank you so much.
No
and
worries.
I'm so glad to have you on board for Hit the Hill, man.
Awesome. Much appreciated, guys. Thanks for having us in and for spruiking the brand. Thank you.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.